There is a photojournalist by the name of David Dublay, and David's pictures of the silent underworld, the ocean, it just turns even ugly, bug-eyed sea creatures into these beautiful, luminescent works of art. And he's received many honors for his work, and yet he's also been criticized by some environmentalists for not doing what they call more hard-edge journalism. In other words, they want him to take pictures of things like dead fish and dirty beaches and polluted oceans, as well as the artistic shots that he takes. But Dublay believes that he's, you know, showing a better way of getting people to care about the environment by showing the beauty that God has created instead of the destruction that humans are causing. And there's an interesting parallel there that Julie Link brings to us. And she says, you know, some Christians seem to think that the way to improve our spiritual environment is to point out all the evil in the world. But, you know, Jesus showed us a better way. Although he never glossed over sin. I mean, he tells it like it is. A good example of that is in Matthew 15. Look at verses 18, 19, and 20. He said to his followers before going to the cross, "By this all will know that you are my disciples." And what did he say after that? "If you have love one for another," John 13, 35. So we're more effective witnesses when we become portraits of the beauty of God, and we are his workmanship. And in this, my friend, as we try to show people, especially non-believers, the beauty of a relationship with God and how it takes on a beauty when we have a relationship with other people, we are really fulfilling the commandment to let people know that there's a God who loves them and a Savior who died for them, to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I like how one man put it. He said, "Oh, what glory in a sunrise, golden hues from God above. More amazing still, the beauty of a life filled with his love." So in the end, this particular photographer, Dublay, says the best thing one can do is to amaze people. That's what he tries to do with his artwork. But you know what? Ephesians 2:10 says that we are God's artwork, if you will. Technically, it says we are his workmanship. But he has crafted us, my friend, to show the love that he has. And how great is his love? Well, God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, if we are going to be imitators of Christ, that's what it says in Ephesians 5:1, then we have to reflect the love that he has sent into this world. Love is a magnet, as it's been said, that draws believers together and draws unbelievers to Christ. Heavenly Father, help me to be that kind of magnet. Help my friend listening in right now that we would be Christians drawing one another together to overcome the statements that don't really matter, to overcome the denominational differences. Never to compromise the Word of God, the biblical truth, but may we show love one for another, that we might draw the church together, and that we might draw unbelievers to Jesus Christ, the head of the church. To him be the glory. Amen.